15-0.
Welcome back to, or welcome to Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone as the Jazz fall tonight. Final score to the Houston Rockets by the, ended up being 96-85, and lots to talk about today. I'll open it up with, I'm left at this point super impressed by the Rockets. So the Rockets just came in here on a back end of a back-to-back without Clint Capella, Ryan Anderson, and Eric Gordon, and Brandon Wright, who I actually thought would have a big role without Capella. The Jazz executed their plan defensively about as well as I think they could imagine. They only allowed the Rockets to take 33 threes, which sounds like a weird thing, but the Rockets take 51% of their shots as threes. They took 79 shots, so 33, 3/8 is basically what they allowed tonight, which is what is not. So that was pretty well done. James Harden specifically, you want to try to keep him away from taking threes. That's what all indicators are. They're now 10-6 this year when he takes less than 10 threes, which doesn't sound great, but they're 36-7 otherwise. So, Trevor Ariza went 3 of 9 from three. PJ Tucker went 0 for 4. Joe Johnson went 1 for 3. Gerald Green went 1 for 6. It wasn't as though other guys went off. You weren't so much in your defensive scheme that you left other guys open. I look at the deep. If you told me coming into this game that the Rockets scored 96 points, Harden would take 5 threes, the Rockets would go 9 of 33 from three, I'd say the Jazz win tonight. And they didn't. And it wasn't actually close by the end.
Well, so we had to get the defense of the Houston Rockets some credit because they really took the Jazz out of things. I really thought the Jazz missed the boat by not using enough of their dribble handoffs to get the defense scrambling because they were switching all over the floor and the Jazz were still trying to go one-on-one. So having said that, the Jazz did everything right. Just think about the 123 points they've been averaging against the Jazz this season. 19 three-point field goals they've made against the Jazz this season. They cut all of that out, and the Jazz were still unable to beat them. Why? Because Houston's a pretty good team.
Best defensive team in the league. They've won 13 straight now, and they did it tonight defensively. The Jazz had a okay start to the game. They scored 21 points in the first quarter. I think they hit about 13 of their 20. No, that can't be right because they didn't have enough field goals. So the Jazz go 5 of 16, I believe, in the second quarter, 6 of 18 in the third quarter. So from the moment which the Jazz had a free 15-point lead in the second quarter, the offense never found a rhythm again. The Rockets were able to take that away.
Well, 31-19 in the third period. The Jazz were up 5 going into the third period, and the Rockets come out and shoot, and score 31 points in that third period. I think you mentioned how good they are in the third period. Is that correct?
They had hammered us in the third period. They had scored they had averaged 36 points a game in the third.
So nothing changed here tonight, and the Jazz started playing uphill. You start playing uphill with a team like this, as explosive as they are offensively. And then you have to take in consideration what really helped, I think, the Houston Rockets, especially in that first half, was the fact that they were getting to the free throw line. Things ended up, pretty even, through four quarters. But what kept them in the ballgame in that first half, anyway, was the free throw line.
So the big question is, did the All-Star break in some way just eliminate the Jazz ability kind of in their rhythm? What's your thought on that?
Well, I think yes, because everything was flowing and they were getting a lot done. It happens. Believe me, it does happen. Being an ex-player, you know how that you can relax a little bit and you're coming back thinking that, well, you just think of the team that they came back to play, which was the Portland Trailblazers. I don't know, David. It's for some it is, and for some it's not. But I think collectively, I think it affected the Jazz.
Donovan Mitchell, 6 of 15 tonight. He finished with 7 turnovers. No, he finished with 8 turnovers. Tough night for Donovan.
Tough night. He gets up in the air a couple of times and made some bad passes. Tried to split the defense a couple of times, and it's just you're going to have nights like this. I'm sure Quinn Snyder is. And Johnny Bryant and whoever else works with him will look at the tape and he'll pick up on things that will help him going forward. But the cause and effect of what Donovan is doing out there on the floor, you know, there's reasons for it, and they'll find it for him.
Is there any element that is inconsistent as Rodney Hood was, that he relieved pressure, and there's without Rodney Hood, there's more pressure on Donovan right now, and teams are zeroing in on him differently?
I don't think we have that threat anymore. Like, I think Crowder can score and put some numbers on, but I don't think he's that threat to have that huge night like Rodney Hood, you know, coming off the bench. You're right.
Joe Ingles, 1 of 5 tonight. He's been vital for the Jazz. Royce O'Neal went just 1 for 3, so a lot of those other players. You know what? You're playing a great basketball team right now, and so who's on their game, and then tonight really were tip-top. They were, for them to put together this performance, missing the guys they're missing, that's pretty fabulous.
Yeah, don't lose sight of that this is a very good basketball team that probably going to get could get very much come out of the Western Conference and get to the NBA Finals. I mean, we can nitpick on why we lost, why the Jazz lost, and look at a lot of areas where they did not get the job done. But the bottom line is they played a very, very, very good basketball team who even though they knocked down a ton of threes, but they found the way to win the ball game.
So that's the final tonight, 96-85. Just final question for you, Ron. What percentage from 0 to 100 do you give the Houston Rockets to beat the Golden State Warriors?
You know what? I'm going to give them a 50% chance.
You think it's dead even?
I think it's dead even. I think if the Rockets, I don't even think home court advantage really is going to make a difference if those two teams meet, you know, in that in the Western Conference Finals.
Interesting. We'll talk more about that as the time goes on. Jazz and the Timberwolves on Friday, your next chance to see this team. This has been Postcast on Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.